We shall see more Inca treasures shortly. Our PhD for this week takes us appropriately on some time travel. Isabel Wentworth is at the University of New South Wales.
Here is a neurophysiological fact. Human beings sync up. Bodies synchronise with each other. I'm not talking about the well-known syncing of menstrual cycles when women share a household. I'm talking about an aspect of empathy. Over the past two decades, everyone from neuroscientists to psychologists to primatologists have been studying this often misunderstood phenomenon. And they've discovered that empathy can involve an incredible matrix of perceptual and behavioural alignment. It actually has the capacity to render affects, sensations, and emotions contagious. Astonishingly, time is also contagious. Not the inevitable entropy of chronology, but the slippery ellipsis of subjective time, the time that we actually experience. Neuroscience is just beginning to understand the ways in which we can catch this experience of time from other people. The underlying neurological mechanism is largely facilitated by the activation of mirror neurons in the motor cortex of our brain, which allows our bodies to synchronize with an observed or perceived other. For example, if I spend an afternoon with an elderly person, my internal clock will slow down in synchrony with the perceived slow movements of that older person. It's already weird, but there's more. If I see a picture of an older person, if I imagine an older person, even if I merely hear words that remind me of an older person, like bingo or Winnebago, my internal clock will slow down. And I imagine I'm not alone in feeling that this is absolutely astounding. It is this process of temporal synchronization that I'm searching for in literature, from plot and character trajectories all the way down to the tense and aspect of verbs. Because I believe it is literature, rather than the laboratory, that can offer us a truly nuanced and above all contextualized image of the human brain. Okay, it's true that authors are not generally neuroscientists. Yet, by embodying their fictional creations, authors actually employ neural networks used in everyday interactions with real people, and this allows them to imbue the minds of their characters with a neurological validity. Ultimately, a process as profoundly pervasive as temporal synchronization could wind up in literature simply by virtue of being a part, conscious or otherwise, of the author's experienced reality. But the awkward question that always dogs literary critics, exactly why does this matter? Well, my research has ramifications which resonate beyond the borders of literary criticism, as well as providing a contextualized account of the operation and ramifications of temporal synchronization. I believe my project will posit authors as cartographers of not only the mind's phenomenology, but also, and more controversially, of the brain's neurology. This will contribute to a new and hugely profound dialogue in which literature and the sciences of the mind inform each other as equals, sketching a portrait of human nature that has never before been possible.
Isabel Wentworth at the University of New South Wales.